All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. And best peace and blessings be upon our Master Prophet Muhammad and his household members and companions. We are doing some commentary on the chapter of thunder. After Almighty Allah mentioned that people are of two categories, learned and ignorant, he says, is the one who knows that what has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth, like one who is blind. So he called the ignorant one blind. He does not, or she does not, see the way of truth, the way of good, the way of happiness. Is a knowledgeable person like an ignorant one? Is a seeing person like a blind one? In regard with truth and the results and the ends of things, are they equal? Not at all. Then Almighty Allah said, only people of understanding will take admonition, will take heed, and will take morals. Those of understanding, people who have sound hearts, who have good sentiments, who love good for others, who have reason and understanding, those who remember Allah while standing, sitting, and reclining on their side. If they do not have these qualities, they will not benefit from knowledge. As Almighty Allah said, have you seen the one who has chosen vain desires and ego as a Lord, and God has knowingly left them astray? So they know that, for example, wine is harmful, yet they drink it. And such people are misguided knowingly. But people of reason and people of understanding are those who remember Allah and whose hearts are filled with awe at the mention of Allah. So they feel fear and tremor in their hearts when Allah is mentioned. They love the truth and they adore truth and they follow the truth. Those are the ones who will take heed and who will pick up the fruits of knowledge. Those who fulfill their pledge to Allah and do not violate the covenant. So if their hearts and their minds do not result in good behavior and good morals with people and with Allah, then they are not people of reason and people of understanding. So people of understanding and people of reason will have a good end and will have the final attainment of the eternal home, which is the paradise of Eden, or Eden paradise. But those who were deprived of knowledge and deprived of the bounty of understanding, they will not benefit. The Prophet says, if your good deeds please you and your sins hurt you and cause you pain, then you are a believer. So you are even not a human being if you do not feel pain when you do sins. If you are happy with doing sins, then you are not even a human. So your lecture today is the verse which says, Allah increases the provision for whom He wills and straightens it for whom he wills. Some people think that the issue of provision is similar to sending grain in regard with having no will in that and having no human interference at all. It is like the setting and the rising of the sun. Thinking that we have no duties towards provision. This is a complete ignorance of Islam and even of life. And this is a kind of suppressing the torch of intellect and putting down the light of mind and the light of the human nature. Our human nature causes us or makes us feel that we need to work hard. We need to seek our provision ourselves with awareness, with hard work. So those who were given provision have all these qualities, which is hardworking, which are hardworking and sincerity and trustworthiness and good relations with others. Also, when Allah straightens your provision, or when He give you or grant you provision with strict measures, this means that you are a lazy person, or you are untrustworthy, or you are not honest. So expanding provision and straightening provision will not be in a chaotic manner, is not arbitrary. It has many reasons and many rules. So Almighty Allah has laws and has rules in this life that you have to follow. So death, for example, has many reasons. If someone kills another, he cannot say Allah caused him death. Yes, Allah caused him death, but it is you who did that or who chose that decision. Yes, Almighty Allah said, it is He who gives life and causes death. It is He who honors and humiliates people. But He does all that not chaotically, not arbitrarily, not without reasons. Those who support Allah's religion will be honored. And we find that the people of Israel, or the children of Israel, were covered with humiliation and misery, and they drew on themselves the wrath of Allah. Why? Is this with no reason? No. Almighty Allah tells us about the reason, saying this is because they went on rejecting the signs of Allah and slaying His messengers without just cause. This is because they rebelled and went on transgressing. So they killed their prophets wrongfully, and they disobeyed and used to transgress the bounds set by Allah. So they disbelieved Allah's verses or Allah's signs. This means they rejected knowledge. They rejected science, they rejected development, they rejected good morals, and they killed their prophets, meaning that they killed the transmitters of knowledge, the scholars, the prophets. This means their community turned to be backward, turned to be a retrogressive community. So humiliation and misery and the control of the enemies over their community, all these are results of their own deeds. Their killing of their prophets and their disbelief in Allah's signs or of Allah's signs. So Almighty Allah expands the provision to whom He wills. So He gives treasures and affluence and comfortable life to whom He wills, and He also straightens provision, but to other people, but with reasons, with their own deeds, not chaotically. So when the Prophet came with Islam, his aim was to make Muslims rich, to make Muslims have a comfortable life, but through lawful means. And the Prophet used to say that you will have the treasures of Rome and Persia, but not with your own characteristics, not to spend them for your own desires or egos, but spend them for the cause of Allah, to fight poverty, to fight ignorance, to spread knowledge and justice and freedom and peace among, and brotherhood and love among all people. To have fraternity and love to others, and to help others even if they are non-Muslims, and even if they are wayfarers or not citizens in your own country. Almighty Allah says, it is He who has made the earth subservient to you, easy for you to walk and to do agriculture on it. So walk in the path thereof and eat of His provision. So He made the earth even and smooth for you to plant it and to walk on it. What does this mean? This means you have to walk there, you have to seek your provision. So traverse through its tracts and enjoy of the sustenance which He furnishes. So He made the laws of this earth subservient and subject to you. So do not forget about the hereafter as well. And that's why Allah said after that, to Him is your resurrection. And after that you will be brought to account, then it will be either a transformation to eternal hellfire or eternal paradise. Also Almighty Allah said, eat of the kind or the lawful kind and the legal kinds of foods that Allah has provided you. Eat of the pure things and do good. And He said, who has forbidden the adoration which clothes given by Allah, which He has produced for His servants? Who has forbidden the beautiful gifts of Allah that He produced for His servants? So Almighty Allah made all these things subject to us and subservient to us to benefit from them. Islam commands you to do or to pay zakah or to pay charity. This means that it encourages you to be rich, because charity or the obligatory charity or zakat is an obligation in Islam, one of the five pillars of Islam. But Islam is not only the five pillars. It has many other parts that are necessary and that are basic. A Muslim does not understand the philosophy of zakat, which means that you have to work hard, that you have to seek all lawful ways to earn your living and to have money in order to pay the zakat or the obligatory charity, not through transgression, not through robbery, not through unlawful means, because good and lawful means have is blessed. Almighty Allah says that the believers are those who, whose wealth, or in whose wealth there is a known right or a specific right for the beggar who seeks help, and for the unlucky who has lost their property and wealth. Then even after you pay the zakat, or after you have the wealth, you should not look at it as your own trust, as your own position, but it is a trust from Allah in your hand. That's why you have to pay for the needy ones, the widows, the orphans. And even if a non-Muslim citizen or a wayfarer or a passerby who is not a person from your country and he is in need, you have to help him, because Islam is not racial religion. Islam is not a religion only for the Arabs. It is for all humans. Even if a person coming from America, from Japan, from anywhere in the world, and he is lost in your country and he is in need and has no money in your country, you should pay to him from the money of zakat. Almighty Allah created for you all that in the earth and made it subservient to you. What does this mean? Does it mean you have to sit and watch them and to look at them and to stay jobless and workless? As some people who say, it is Allah who expands provision to whom He wills and straightens it to whom He wills. So I have nothing to do. This is a quiet ignorance of Islam. This is a person who has no knowledge of Islam. So the one who has lost these meanings should live in misery and in humiliation. Also, in another verse, Almighty Allah said, it is He who has subjected the sea to you, that you may eat thereof fresh, tender meat. So, if Allah did not make the sea subservient and subject to us, and caused it to rebel and to revolt, what could we do? So, Almighty Allah is encouraging us to benefit from the bounties of the sea, not to eat jerky or jerked meat, but to eat fresh meat, and not only that, but also to have jewels from the sea, to have or to extract ornaments to wear, to have jewels from the sea and pearls to give to our women to be more beautiful. So this is what you have to teach people, you sheikhs, to teach them to be rich, to be good ones, to benefit from what Allah created for us. So when Almighty Allah wanted to punish the children of Israel, He caused them to be poor because of what they did. So you should not only teach people how to clean themselves after answering the call of nature. This is known by everyone. I don't mean you should not teach such things, but we should not spend all time teaching this. We have to teach the most important things, the great things, that the Prophet spent all his life teaching them, not a thing that needs 1 minute to be taught. The Prophet taught them how to live a glorified or a glorious life, an honorable life, to teach them Allah's laws in this life, to teach them how to be supermen, which means the greatest person, the perfect person. As Almighty Allah said, you have been the best community raised for humankind. So not for the Arabs, but for all humankind. And a Muslim is a mercy to all creation, not only to his fellow Muslims. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the teacher of teachers and the mercy for all the world, as Almighty Allah described him. So it is Almighty Allah who expands the provision to whom He wills and straightens it to whom He wills. So if Allah elevates you and makes you a king or a president or a leader or shoulder or put responsibilities on you, on your shoulders, you should not be proud over them, you should not look down upon them, you should not be unjust, you should not be oppressive, and you should not lose or cause their rights to be lost and violated. You should not rejoice with wealth, and you should not be deceived by what you have, because there is a greater life in the hereafter, a holier life, an eternal life which is incomparable to this life. This life is not equal to an atom in compared to the hereafter. So be a man of life, be a rich person, be strong, be great, and be honorable, but you should connect all your heart to the hereafter and put the hereafter as your ultimate aim, and thus you will combine this world and the world to come. You will be a person of body and soul, a person of earth and heaven as well. This is how the Prophet, peace be upon him, raised his companions. Khalid, for example, one of the companions of the Prophet, was a great leader, but yet he was very humble. He was not oppressing others. Also, all the other companions of the Prophet, their worry and their concern was the hereafter, despite the fact that they achieved great results and happiness in this world. So they were great people in this world, and they will be the great ones in the hereafter. Who built their personalities? It was the Prophet, peace be upon him, the scholar, the first scholar and the first sheikh. Now, unfortunately, the scholars themselves are not honorable people in our community. They are weak in their faith or in their knowledge or in their trust in Allah. They are poor and they are needy, and all their concern is to have some bread and some food. And unfortunately, this is the status that many sheikhs have reached. But this is a kind of humiliating to Islam. This is a kind of shame on Muslims. The Prophet, peace be upon him, controlled all the Arabian Peninsula, and he owned all treasures, but he spent all of them for the sake of Allah, and his heart was only connected and only attached to Allah, and he was asking to be with the Most High Companion, who is Allah. Yet the Prophet died while his armor was mortgaged to a Jew for nearly 75 kilograms of barley. So, this was as a king, yet he was so humble. And he was treating all people and dealing even with non-Muslims. So, this was the characteristics of the Prophet. This is not democracy. This is greater than democracy. So you Muslims should go back to Allah. But can a person who is lost in the sub-Saharan desert, can he go back to his homeland with no guide? We must have a guide. The Sheikh is the guide. But now, unfortunately, some Sheikhs are the cause of our loss. But we pray Almighty Allah to provide us with good sheikhs who bring Muslims back to their glory and to their religion. If they follow the steps of the Prophet, peace be upon him, then glory will be brought back. When Almighty Allah says he made what in the heavens and the earth subservient and subject to you, what's in the heavens subservient to you, this means you have to make use of its rays, its clouds, its air, and all what it contains. And the Holy Quran says that among the signs of Allah is the creation of the heavens and the earth and whatever moving and living creatures he has dispersed in them both. So there are living creatures who were scattered or who have been scattered through the earth and the heaven. So this means there are living creatures in the heavens and in the earth as well. So, sheikhs and scholars have to teach people these sciences and these things. So there are communities in the heavens that we have no knowledge of. Communities or creatures that are living there. And it is narrated in some traditions of the Prophet that there are creatures who have no knowledge of Adam himself or the devil itself in heaven. There are many communities, many creatures. And after that, Almighty Allah says that this world or this life of yours is but a little comfort in the hereafter, or it is a brief passing enjoyment. It is temporary and it is nothing compared to the hereafter. So even modern science proves that there is a kind of life in other planet, on other planets. But for us, the Holy Quran is enough for us, and it is enough proof for us. But for those who do not accept it, we tell them about modern science. So Almighty Allah expands provision to whom He wills and straightens it to whom He wills. But all this is through specific laws and through specific rules that Allah has set. The Prophet used to say that Allah does not like a workless person. He does not like a jobless person. And Caliph Umar liked a person to have a profession, to have a work. And he said that work for your life as if you will live forever, and work for the hereafter as if you will die tomorrow. So this is a great thing that combines between working for this world and for the world to come. So even if you become the richest person, your heart still connects to the hereafter, and you will spend your money for the needy and for the orphans and for people in need and for development of your country. And this was the status of early Muslims when their scholars were true scholars who were connected with Allah and who were great ones who were granted glory and honor. And all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation.